to eye you, but it seems too much to try you. It's always weirdness, why you dig it much too much to fry you. The weirdness flows between us, anyone can tell to see us. Freak scenes can't believe us, or can it just be cool and free us?
Hello, hello everyone. Welcome back to the Daniel Channel. This is Daniel CC. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And today, we have got a very special theme. So recently, you know, I've been watching some movies. I'm in two film classes, and I just watched some good stuff. I just watched, you know, The Shining, and I just watched some Good Will Hunting, and I also watched Strangers on a Train and Rope by Hitchcock from a Hitchcock class, which was a lot of fun. And I decided that for my theme this week, you know, for the past few weeks, I've been just playing random stuff that I like, and now I'm going to do a theme of, these are all going to be songs that I like that are from movies that I also like. So I'm just going to get it started right away. First off, I have an artist that I saw live with my friend Max. Shout out, Max. We saw him last October, so it was almost a year ago, which is crazy. But it's Gene Dawson, and he has a song called Clear Bones, which is the first song I found by him. And it plays in the opening credits of one of my favorite movies of 2022, which is called Cha-Cha Real Smooth. And I'm gonna play it now. I think it's a movie that's definitely worth watching, and this is a song that's worth listening to. So enjoy Clear Bones by Gene Dawson.
Mystery bird, will you wait on me? Mystery bird, let's play hide and seek. Mystery bird, I see you watching me. Mystery bird. Face.
called death.
Every day. All right, that was Rock and Roll All Night by Kiss, and the song before that was Clear Bones by Gene Dawson. The Clear Bones was from the movie Cha-Cha Real Smooth, by directed by Cooper Rafe, and Rock and Roll All Night is from Dazed and Confused, which was directed by Richard Linklater, who is one of my favorite directors. And he also directed the movie that the song Next Up is from. I watched Dazed and Confused this summer. It was excellent. I loved it. Matthew McConaughey has a great quote where he talks about how Randall has to start living, L-I-V-I-N, living. And yeah, I think the Kiss song plays during like the big party scene when they're all out in the forest or whatever. But yeah, I really liked it. And the next song is from the movie School of Rock, which is my favorite, or like one of my favorites of all time. My mom got me the School of Rock DVD for Hanukkah. Shout out my mom, who's listening right now. And I've watched it like 50 times since then. So this is Roadrunner by the Modern Lovers.
Yeah.
things go, all things go. Drove to Chicago. All things know, all things know. We sold our clothes to the state. I don't mind, I don't mind. I made a lot of mistakes in my mind. Slept in parking lots. I don't mind, I don't mind. I was in love with the place. In my mind, in my mind. I made a lot of mistakes. In my mind, in my mind. You came to crying in the van with my friend. It was for freedom from myself and from the land. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes.
You came to take us. All things go, all things go. To recreate us. All things grow, all things grow. We had a mindset. All things know, all things know. You had to find.
That was Chicago by Sufjan Stevens. I'm just gonna let the outro play out. And yeah, that song is from Little Miss Sunshine, which I mentioned a few shows ago. It's one of my favorite movies. And the song that played before that is Roadrunner by the Modern Lovers, which plays in School of Rock, another one of my favorite movies. And yeah, it's really... And I also wanted to point out that the song I was playing in the beginning is The Ballad of Howie Bling from the Uncut Gems original motion picture soundtrack. I want to play it again right now as I'm talking. I'm going to do like slightly more talking in this episode than usual. One, because I'm the only person in the studio right now. And also because I want to talk about these movies that I like and the songs that are associated with them. But yeah, so the next song I have up is a song from a movie that I just watched that I hadn't watched in years. It's called Good Will Hunting. And the reason I wanted to watch it was because I'm in Boston and the movie takes place in Boston. And I just wanted to, like, it has a very autumn type of vibe to it, and I wanted to experience that. I watched it, like, sitting outside on Preslon, looking at the trees. It was very nice. And another reason I wanted to rewatch it was because I watched it, like, a few years ago, and since then I've started listening to Elliott Smith, who's a singer-songwriter from the late 90s, and he has like 5 songs in it. And so I thought it would be exciting to go back and listen to those songs in the movie again, now having heard them from just listening to Elliott Smith's music. And this is like a really, this, I feel like it's super fun to have that happen when you watch a movie and then on the second rewatch there's a song in it that you found in between the 2 rewatches, which also happened with Chicago by Sufjan Stevens, which is in Little Miss Sunshine. I watched it, I didn't know the song, and then I rewatched it and I knew the song, and it was like, wow, it hit so much harder. And it's also going to happen with the song after the Elliott Smith song I'm going to play, but we'll get to that. So right now I'm going to stop talking and I'm going to start playing Between the Bars by Elliott Smith from Good Will Hunting. So enjoy.
Drink up, baby, stay up all night with the things you could do. You won't, but you might. The potential you'll be that you'll never see. The promises you'll only make. Drink up with me now and forget all about the pressure of days. Do what I say and I'll make you okay and drive them away. The images stuck in your head. People you've been before that you don't want around anymore, that push and shove and won't bend to your will. I'll keep them still. Drink up, baby, look at the stars, I'll kiss you again between the bars where I've seen you there with your hands in the air. Drink up one more time and I'll make you mine. Keep you apart deep in my heart, separate from the rest, where I like you the best. And keep the things you forgot. The people you've been before that you don't
feel me out. I don't know.
All right. That was Sometimes by My Bloody Valentine. The song before that was Between the Bars by Elliott Smith. And Between the Bars from Good Will Hunting, and Sometimes is from Lost in Translation, which I rewatched over the summer as well. Actually, I think over winter break last year. But I've seen it more than once, and it has the same phenomenon that I was talking about, where I didn't know a song the first time I watched it, but the second time I did, and it hit a lot harder. I started listening to My Bloody Valentine after I watched Lost in Translation for the first time, and that song plays when they're just like driving, like Bill Murray and Scarlett Johansson are like coming home from the karaoke sesh, and then that song is playing in the car, and it's just when I heard it in the movie again, it was very cool because I didn't know it was there. But now is 8:31 and it's time for the PSA. So I was flipping through the PSA binder and I found one that I'm gonna read. So I'm just gonna read. Usually I have my guest read it, but there's no guest, so I'm just gonna do it. So this is the Passenger Texting While Driving Prevention PSA. This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if things get a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoprex.org. So, yeah, if you're in the passenger seat and someone is texting, in this little picture here, they're texting on like a BlackBerry with holding a Pepsi, so they've got no hands on the wheel really. So if someone is texting on their BlackBerry and drinking a Pepsi in the car, get them to stop that. But also if they're texting on their phone, you gotta tell them to put their phone down and keep their eyes on the road. Very important. So glad that we could talk about some safety. But now it's time to get back to the music. I just watched a movie that came out in 2023. It is called Bottoms, directed by Emma Seligman, starring Rachel Sennett and Ayo Edebiri. And there is a specific song in it that plays at a peak moment in the film. And I've talked about Bottoms a little bit on the shows before, but I've watched it twice. It's like my favorite movie of the year now. And I am just gonna get right into this song. It's Complicated by Avril Lavigne. And everyone just go watch Bottoms if you haven't. Just do it. It'll be worth it, trust me.
Something else where you are and where it's at. you see, you're making me laugh out when you strike your pose. Take off all your preppy clothes. You know you're not fooling anyone when you become.
We'll be right back.
All right. That was We'll Let You Know by Morrissey. The last song was Complicated by Avril Lavigne from Bottoms, which I already talked about. Go see it. And We'll Let You Know, which is the last song I played, is from mid-90s, which is a film directed by Jonah Hill from 2018, I believe. And I think it's a really underrated one. Jonah Hill, he showed his promise as a director in it, and it's shot in 4x3, which is like, it makes it look like a square. So I really like the look of it. It's honestly just about these people, like these kids skateboarding and just having a good time. And at some points they like don't have a good time, but you know, it's a very beautiful movie. And that song, We'll Let You Know, plays when the main character, who's played by Sonny Soljic, he's just like skateboarding in the middle of the road with a bunch of cars passing by, and it's like a pink and blue sunset, and it's just like, oh, so good. It's so good. I that's one of the songs here that a lot of these I knew before I watched the movie, or like I knew them a while ago. That song by Morrissey, like I didn't know it until mid-90s, and I had to like look it up because I thought it was really good. And obviously Morrissey, very problematic human being, like the worst, but that song, beautiful. So yeah, I'm gonna keep going with the music, songs from movies and movies that I like. The next one is from a movie I watched over the summer. It is called Slumdog Millionaire, starring Dev Patel. And the song I'm going to play is by MIA. It's called Paper Planes. You probably know it. I've been playing a lot of sad stuff on this WMFO show, but this song is quite the contrary. And I'm very excited to play it. And I'm going to turn off the Ballad of Howie Bling for a sec, and let's just get into it. So, Paper Planes by MIA.
Oh, democracy. Yeah, I got more records than the KGB. So, no funny business. You already are.
Please don't stop the music. I wanna take you away. Let's escape into the music. DJ, let it play. I just can't refuse it.
Please don't stop the music.
Please don't stop the music. That was Don't Stop the Music by Rihanna. Before that, it was Paper Planes. Paper Planes is from the movie Slumdog Millionaire, which I watched this summer, and it was awesome. It was had me on the edge of my seat. And that song plays when they're like on the train, just going somewhere. And Don't Stop the Music is from Pitch Perfect, which is a classic. And I actually like don't really remember when they sing Don't Stop the Music, but I looked up the track list and it was in there, and I was like, I just wanted to play it on my show. So I'm pretty sure they sing it in like the beginning of the movie or something, but great film nevertheless. We're gonna keep moving with the music. We've got about 6 minutes left, so yeah, I'm gonna play this. But yeah, this is Miss Misery by Elliott Smith from the Good Will Hunting soundtrack. It plays at the very end. I had to put another one in from Good Will Hunting, so yeah, I'm gonna let it play. Enjoy. That was Miss Misery by Elliott Smith, and I have 3 minutes left. This next song, I don't know if I'm going to be able to play the whole thing. I don't know, guys, but it's okay. This is Daniel Cece. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I have one more song left. Before the show ends, I just want to say I have really liked doing I don't usually do a theme, but I really like this theme of movies. Songs and movies. I want to do one for TV shows, like songs I really like in TV shows, because oh my god, I have so much material for that. The next song I'm gonna play, it really like reminds me of, you know, a movie's ability to kind of take you out of the world you're living in now and just put you in a place where you can just, like, be entertained and have fun. And I think that's ultimately what kind of to some level, it's what it's all about. And I'm just going to play this. This is Life on Mars by David Bowie. It plays in the movie Licorice Pizza, which was directed by Paul Thomas Anderson. It came out at the very end of 2021, I believe. And I've watched it a few times. It's pretty good. There's like a weird age gap between the two main characters. I don't know why he wrote it that way. It's like so, it's really strange. But other than that, it's a really good movie. I saw it in theaters and it was awesome. But this song plays when one of the characters is just like running through the street, and it's awesome. So I'm gonna let it play. Thank you for listening to the Daniel Channel. I'll see you next week. Peace.
Is their life.